This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. This edition of the broadcast comes to you from the comfort of my own home. It has been 2 days since I returned from Dare County, North Carolina, where I was investigating the disappearance of the colony of Roanoke. For those of you who have forgotten, the colony of Roanoke was founded in the late 16th century. Over 100 men, women, and children settled on Roanoke Island, which lies near modern-day Dare County, North Carolina. Soon, the colony fell into hardship as disease and famine spread over the people. Their leader, a man named John White, decided to return to England to acquire more supplies. In doing so, he left behind his family, including his daughter, Virginia Dare. After unexpected delays in travel, John White returned to Roanoke to find the settlement completely abandoned. There was no sign of the 100 people he had left behind. It was as if the colony and people had vanished into thin air. In my investigation, I wandered about the town and met a man named Edmund Lowry, a drunk who shared his story of traveling to Roanoke Island. He insisted that upon arriving to the island, he met a young girl who claimed to be Virginia Dare. Mr. Lowry told me that Miss Dare lashed out and bit him so hard that she ripped a gaping hole into his arm. I was extremely skeptical that the figure Mr. Lowry saw and described was real. I considered asking Mr. Lowry to accompany me to Roanoke Island as a guide. But upon further consideration, I realized that his drinking habit alone made him far too high of a risk. I needed a reliable companion. Thus, I decided it best to venture to the island myself. The events that unfurled upon my journey to the island were not only mystifying and perplexing, they were frightening. Allow me to recount the events that transpired. The same day I met with Mr. Lowry, I journeyed to the island. I decided to do so after sundown to avoid the heat of the brazen sun. I rented a small paddle boat from a local vendor and soon enough was drifting on the water. It was about a half mile stretch to Roanoke, and while it was easy paddling at first, the closer I got to my destination, the harder it became, as though I was paddling through mud. I remember Mr. Lowry noting a similar sensation on his trip. Whilst I struggled to paddle, I simultaneously felt myself grow lightheaded, my stomach turning with nausea. Something was not leveled within me. When I stepped foot on the island at last, the only source of light came from the glowing moon above. Otherwise, darkness surrounded me. I felt my nausea growing worse and felt a fever coming on as well. Despite this, I did my best to continue with the investigation. My first order of business was to examine the palisade on which the word Croatoan was written. Yet as I approached the rock, I felt an immense pressure against my body, as though the rock and I were both magnets of the same pole, unable to meet. Through the darkness, I made out the form of a man. As I walked toward him, I noticed tears streaming from his eyes. He wore a tall, cream-colored hat with a feather sticking out of the brim, and a suit that resembled the shape of armor. When he heard my footsteps, he turned, took out his sword, and pointed it at me. I responded calmly and asked him to put it away, but he did not. The fever now enveloped my body. A deep groan came from his throat. It is a sensation that fills me with trepidation and much uneasiness, my listeners. He seemed to know who I was. He became so angry with me that he pushed me to the ground so hard that I passed out. When I came to, it was sunrise, and there was no one there. It felt as though it were a dream. I scrambled to my feet, found my boat, and quickly journeyed back to the mainland. I pride myself on being a learned individual. I have loved to read and decipher since I was a child. Yet as of late, there seem to be more cases that I cannot give explanations to. But at times, it is vital to accept that we cannot have all the answers. Thank you for tuning in, listeners. And for now, goodbye and good night.